All right, so I'm here with Emre and CK from MSR. And you've got something new here, a little browser plugin that you want to show us. And tell us a little bit about this.
Great, sure. Yeah, what we've been working on for a little bit now is a browser plugin that tries to bring in your social network data into your web experience. So we found that there's stuff that your friends are talking about. There's discussions, interesting things. Your friends are interested in favorite movies and books, and there's things going on there. When you're browsing the web, though, you don't see that. You have to go off to your social networking site to see the summary of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do with this plugin is integrate those two. So when you're looking at a web page, we're going to go through and we're going to analyze the text on that page and figure out what some of the keywords and topics are, and then go over to your social networking data and do the same analysis and then see if there's any matches. So if there's something that your friends are talking about right now, current events or news or a favorite movie that just hit the theaters, we're going to connect those two matches, and then on your web page, we're going to show you that message right there. Then, of course, we think that's a great place to keep track of what your friends are doing or start a new conversation and start talking with them.
Sounds awesome. Let's check it out.
Yeah, sure. So here we have the New York Times homepage, and our browser plugin is running up here. It's a toolbar. Basically, we've added a couple of these little boxes here around some of the keywords. So here we have an article about something going on in Afghanistan. We'll see that one of my friends said that she's interested in Pakistan and Afghanistan. So maybe I want to now forward this article on to her or something like that. Similarly, now that's data that has come in from my Facebook network. Here's an article about NASA rocket taking off and the Ares 9. And someone from Twitter now is also talking about this and showing off a link to the NASA image of the day about the Ares 9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Similar stuff goes on, so I'll open up a new thing here. So a lot of my friends tend to talk about more tech type of stuff. So I'll open up another web page, news.com, and here we'll see some things start to pop in about probably the Android, I think, is a popular topic today, and probably something about Twitter and Facebook, because people seem to talk about that. So here's a Twitter message about Android, Google Maps navigation being announced, to what someone's talking about, sharing something on Facebook. Now,
so does it only show you the most recent? What if there's multiple people talking about the same subject?
Right now, in the current UI, we only show the most, we pick one of the messages to show. So if multiple people are living in California, we'll show you one of them. And what we're going to be doing...
Is it the latest, or do you use some logic when you choose that?
Right now, it's just a random one. But we want to basically start concatenating those messages together. So if there's a whole conversation going on Twitter, we want to show you the whole conversation. If there's a status update from one of your friends and there's a bunch of comments, we want to show you that whole thing right there in context.
So can you mask out, I just want to see Facebook, or I just want to see Twitter?
Yes, you can, of course. And here's how you do it. And actually, you can refresh it in real time. And so if you're wondering, what are my friends saying right now, you can click refresh now and it'll download it asynchronously and then update it.
Nice, very cool. So what do you hope to gain from this?
Well, our goal with making this, the release of this prototype, is to learn more about what types of information people want to see in context. So when is something that's going on in your social network interesting to you and your task right now? So we want to learn more about what types of messages, what types of friends perhaps you're willing to have interrupt you, and we're hoping that we can get that type of feedback and learn about more about what types of interruptions.
And what way should people feedback?
Well, we have two things. First of all, the toolbar will be collecting some sort of basic metrics. Say, we showed something from Facebook and it was interesting. So we showed something from Twitter and it was interesting. We showed a very short message and it was interesting. We showed a long message and it was interesting. So we're going to be collecting these very kind of high-level metrics that aren't going to give us any information about what you're actually talking about, but will hopefully give us some information that we can use to make the tool better. And in addition, we have two smiley buttons on the toolbar, one happy and one sad. And if you click on one of these, it'll take a screen capture of the web page and then open up an email window for you to type in your comments and say what you liked or didn't like about it and send that off to us.
Very nice.
That would be very valuable.
And where can people find this?
You'll be able to find this on the Microsoft Research homepage. There'll be a link there to our download. And, of course, from our project page as well inside Microsoft Research.
Okay. And what is the name that people should look for?
So they should look for the social web experience. So it'll be Microsoft Research and then search for social web experience.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for showing this to us.
Thanks very much.